Good morning, fellow audiophiles. Good morning, Vietnam! Well, no, this is not Vietnam, thank God. Anyhow, if I were a little less lazy this morning, I would have queued up an REO Speedwagon song to play at the beginning of this boo. The reason being that there's an REO Speedwagon concert coming up not that far from here in a few months' time, and I keep hearing commercials for it and feeling extremely envious of anyone that actually gets to go. And if I hear that anyone I know is going, I will probably drop dead of envy. I love 80s rock. I'm a huge fan, probably because I grew up with it. And a concert like that would suit me right down to the ground. But alas, I do not have the kind of money that it would take to get me there. My so-called excuse for a budget does not permit such extravagance, such hedonism. So I wish I could just stop hearing commercials for it. Because it's bugging me. So I was joking last night with a few friends of mine on IFMUD saying, hey, do you think I could contact Kevin Cronin, who is the lead singer and rhythm guitarist and sometime keyboardist for REO Speedwagon, and go, Mr. Cronin, do you need a keyboardist for your upcoming concert in Niagara Falls? I don't think so somehow, although I could probably play Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore, and I know for a fact I can play Take It on the Run. That's easy peasy. And I could learn Keep on Loving You, I'm sure. But, no. First of all, I haven't the first clue how to even reach a person like Mr. Cronin. And second of all, I'm not that ballsy. But it's fun to think about. He'd probably be like, what you talking about, girl? I can play my own goddamn piano. Anyhow, I'm about to head off for midweek Holy Communion at my church, and this is one of the last times I'll have to record it and put it on Audio Boom, so I'm going to do that because this is an event that I enjoy thoroughly and look forward to every week. I actually enjoy it more than the Sunday church services themselves, believe it or not. It's a very quiet, reflective event, and so I think I will record at least a small portion of it. I'm occasionally asked to play if the organist can't make it, so it would be funny if I were asked to play this morning, or this afternoon, I should say, because it starts at noon, and sit down and start playing Take It on the Run. Oh my god! Oh man. Sorry, I have this wicked sense of humor from time to time that occasionally manifests itself in a blasphemous streak, or slightly blasphemous streak. Oh dear, I just kicked a grocery box. Oops, that's what I get for being such a terrible heathen. I actually have to run these boxes up to my neighbor Deb before I go to church, because she needs to organize some things, and she told me she thought these boxes would be the perfect size. So yeah, why don't I shut up now and leave you momentarily and do that, and then I'll come back when I'm at church.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Gracious and loving God, we thank you that you commanded light to shine out of darkness. You divided the sea and the dry land. You created the vast universe and you called it good. You made us in your image to live with one another in love. You gave us the breath of life and freedom to choose your way. You promised yourself in covenant with Abraham and Sarah and told us your purpose in the commandments through Moses. Through long generations, O God, you have been faithful and kind to all your children. And so we join today, O God, with the whole creation, and we lift our hearts in joyful praise, saying, Holy, 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 holy Lord,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We praise you, O loving God, for sending Jesus to live among us. Sharing our joy and sorrow, he told your story, he healed the sick. He was a friend of sinners. Obeying you, he took up his cross and died that we might live. We praise you that he overcame death and is risen to rule the world. He is the friend of sinners, and we trust him to overcome every power that can hurt or divide us. And so we proclaim today the mystery of faith, saying, dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life.
Lord Jesus, come in glory.
Gracious God, give you thanks and remember your merciful acts in Jesus Christ. As we take this bread and this cup, we give thanks for your saving love in Jesus Christ. You raised our Lord from death, and you call us to live with him from death to life and life to death. We give ourselves to you, and we live for him in praise. And now, O God, send down your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of Christ, making us whole in this world, uniting us with believers in all times and all places. And as we gather around this table, remember those people we know who are in need. We pray for John Yock, particularly this week. Remember Barbara Smybert. We remember, O God, all those struggling in body, mind, or spirit. And in this moment of quiet, hear the prayers of our hearts.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from the evil one. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
On the night before he died, the Lord Jesus took bread, and he broke it. He gave thanks, and he said to his disciples, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this also in remembrance of me." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please hold your bread and wine, and we will eat and drink together. Friends, the bread of heaven. And the cup of joy. Let us pray. O God, as surely as we have held these outer elements of bread and wine, we thank you that you hold us in your embrace. We thank you that your love is stronger than death, stronger than sin, stronger than every power in this world. And so we recommit our lives to you this day, O God, and ask that you would send us out as agents of your reconciling and transformative love in the lives of those we see every day, in friend and neighbor and family member and in the stranger. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray that you're able to stand for the blessing. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and abide with you and those you love this day and forever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.